This is 4 Network.
This is Sex Rated.
Hello and welcome to Sex Rated. It's episode 6 and I'm Lynn Hogan.
And I'm Lisa Haig.
And this week we are going to be talking about your first time, our first time, your first time, the first time you have sex.
The loss of the big V.
Yes. But before we do that, let's chat about last week. We had on Kirsty, our stripper, and she was fantastic. Had a lot of good feedback about Kirsty this week.
She was so informative. She was one of my favourite guests. I learned so much. I actually went away from it and said to Chris, I don't think I'd mind you going to the strippers, which is, you know, not something I imagined I'd say, would say when I walked in. But no, it's, yeah, I learned so much. I think it's less rude than what I thought it would be. So, yeah.
Remember last week where I said to you, Sam had been to the strippers in Edinburgh and he said that he ended up just talking to one of them about their kids.
Aye.
And you said, oh yeah, Chris says that as well. They're at it. They're at it. Well, Sam actually pulled me up for that and said, no, we're not at it. Honestly, I was talking to one of them about their kids. I'm like, aye, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All you men are the same. But yeah, Kirsty was lovely. And as we do every week, we like to talk about our own sex lives. So how has this week been in your sex life, Lisa?
I got turned down twice.
Turned down?
Yeah.
Did you have your pyjamas on with the hood up? He was like, nah.
I did have my pyjamas on, but we are in the process of moving house at the minute. And Chris knew that it was definitely a deterrent so that I didn't have to pack any boxes up. So I had a bit in the morning and then I offered it like an hour later and he's like, no thanks, I've already had it. Anyway, Missy, get your mind on the, get boxing up. And then an hour went by and I'm like, are you sure you just don't want to go?
Because you couldn't be arse and boxing stuff up.
I thought it would just give us a break. But no, it just got turned down.
Oh, I had a wee quickie.
Mm-hmm.
Under 3 minutes, boom, done.
My favourite.
Yeah.
Get it in, get it out, get it gone.
Yeah, it was more of a hangover situation. I think Sam had been at a gig the night before and it was just like, right, let's go for it. Under 3 minutes, boom, didn't even really have to strip off, to be honest.
Do you ever purposely time one so that you can just get away with a quickie, or is that just me?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah exactly.
Like you think, if you do it in the morning, you've got a short window because
you need to get up.
Because you've got to get up and you've got to get cracking. And one of my best friends says that she always does it when a partner does the school run, pops back in, and he's literally got 15 minutes. So he gets normally a few bits, picks his briefcase up, and she instigates it then because she knows it's going to be a quickie and then he's gone.
And then that's it done. You're like, yes, I have done it and I don't need to do it for another, at least a couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah, good, good thinking.
Unless that night they get creepy fingers out and you think, for the love of life.
No, I want to go
I
to sleep.
It. And you want, do you remember what happened this morning?
It's bedtime.
Know, yeah. Don't be cheeky. Right, I want to tell you about this, Lynn, what's happened to me last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was at an event and I'm all about body confidence and feeling good in your body.
You look good.
Thanks, Ducky. And I got offered at Sir Medi Spa to be a volunteer to try ultra lipo. Now,
I'm hearing lipo and I want to hear more.
I know. Well, I should have turned around and said no. However, I'm the yes girl. So my horn went straight up and they said, would you like to have a go at it? And Karen, who owns Sir Medi Spa, is the most... In fact, I'll show you, look, because she's one of my really good pals.
Show me.
So that's... I know. Tasty, don't you, John? You certainly would. You certainly would.
She looks fab.
So she's got ultra lipo, and I gave it a go, and I thought, oh, am I going to have to act all brave in front of...
Where did you get it?
On my belly and on my sides.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I am a bit beefy. I've had kids. My belly looks like a bum at the front. Bum belly.
I don't believe
that. My sister's got one as well.
But sometimes when you, like, these kind of things, I think all women are the same. When you hear something like that, the word lipo, you think, right, give me it
all.
Give
me a wee shot.
Without actually having to get actual liposuction.
Yes. So I thought... She assured me it doesn't hurt, but I thought, whew, right, we'll see. Anyway, absolutely easy peasy. I laid there on a bed with about 30 bloggers watching me get it done, and I didn't even need to put my big girl pants on. It was absolutely fine. You feel like a bit of a buzzing, tickly, literally tickly sensation. And then the next part of it, and it's sort of heat, it's not fat freezing, which I've heard is really painful. One girl was there and said that the procedure wasn't bad, but the fat freezing, like, is nasty for a few weeks after. This is fat melting.
Oh.
So that is...
Fat melting sounds ideal.
Doesn't it? So it's easy for your body to sort of come away. Comes away and you wee. Comes away and you wee.
Oh, does it?
So you drink lots of fluid afterwards, lots of water, flushes you out. But you can... In fact, I've got a little... I brought my little ditty in with me, but you can lose 2.1 centimetres after one shot of it.
Nice.
And I'm a woman of my words. I noticed a difference, but I had to go. I went and had another two treatments
done. I was
going to
say,
done.
So you obviously get more than one, but I guess for a, if you wanted to just get one or two, if you've got a holiday coming up and you want to look a bit nicer in your bikini, that would be, that's it. That's the answer.
But I tell you what I love about Karen and Sir Medispa, because I've gone in there and had other bits done as well. I had a little something to wipe away the years on the old forehead.
Okay.
But Karen and the team at Sir Medispa are... so professional. She will turn people away. If she doesn't think that that's the right thing to get done, she is ahead of the game. So I love Sir Medispa. I love Karen. I do really like this procedure. And, I'm the big drum banger about, you're fine in your own body. But, it just, that little pocket at the front from having children, I did feel that it made a difference. And if I'm going to say I like something, it's because I genuinely like
it. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like I always say, if you are getting these wee bits and bobs all over your body, it's just being a better version of yourself.
Yeah. But also, go to the right people. Do your research, because some of these procedures are costly. You need to go to the right people. And that's what Karen's all about. You go in there and you sit and you have a full consultation. If she doesn't think that this is going to do anything for you, there is a certain weight restriction. If you've got too much excess body fat, this wouldn't be your first port of call.
Yeah.
But, if you've got little stubborn areas and you go into the gym and you're doing your bit, then this really is a remarkable bit of kit.
She's on Instagram as well.
Yes, she is. She's fabulous.
So where can we get more details?
So she's got a base in Uddingston, and then the website is www.sirmedispa.co.uk, and she's Sir Medispa on Instagram as well.
So this week on Sex Rated, we are talking about the first time when you lose your virginity, and we're going to chat about our first time. I've got quite it's an interesting, embarrassing story, and I still know the person that I lost the big V to. What about you, Lisa?
We'll start with mine, because I'm sure mine is going to be a lot tamer than yours.
Okay.
Lynn, my love. So I knew the guy.
Yeah.
Which is always handy.
I knew him.
I knew him.
Thank God it wasn't a stranger.
The end of that sentence was from school.
Okay.
So I knew him from school, and he was my boyfriend at the time. And I put a lot of pressure on to, I wanted it to be good and perfect and, all the rest of it. And it turned into, I had sex in his house on a Sunday after he'd been to...
In a bed?
In a bed.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and I cried afterwards.
Oh, no.
I did. And I'm not a wet willy, as you probably... I think I've grown to be rock hard. But there was such a big emphasis on losing the big V. And he didn't know what to do. He just shat it and went downstairs. And I, But, no horror story, no blood, no... I did think, and I don't want to be not nice, because, I didn't really do anything at the time, but it was crap.
Yeah.
It was crap. And I don't want to be that girl that says, you're crap in bed, because I was crap in bed. I think I am still crap in bed.
Is anybody's first time, though, actually amazing?
No, but I just sort of laid there. Oh, we should find out if somebody absolutely gave it the role for the first time.
Yeah.
Reverse cowgirl in that. but I laid
was
there.
Was it just missionary?
Yeah.
Just bog standard?
Yeah, and it was, it was over very quickly. And then he went downstairs, and then I went and met my friend, and she was like, I've got something I need to tell you. And I'm like, no, I've got something. And we'd both lost it on the same weekend.
Oh, that's a nice little friendship story.
Yeah.
Well, my story isn't as... nice, because I feel that for the first time, that's quite nice. You were in a bed, you were in a bedroom.
Where on earth were you, babe?
So,
why do I feel like you're in a nightclub? Were your knickers done around your ankles?
Not in a nightclub when I lost my virginity, thank you very much. I've never had sex in a nightclub.
Have you not?
No. Have you?
No.
So, I was I don't think I was 16 yet, but I was
definitely were 16, Lynn.
I wasn't far away from it. But mine was in a lovely spot in California.
How lovely. How very exotic.
But not actually California, that California. It was California, which is in the Braes in Falkirk. Cali. Cali, as we called it. We've like gone up to Cali this weekend. So my first time was in a field in California with a guy called Jimmy, who, by the way, I'm still friends with, and he's married to one of my best friends.
Oh, no.
So I see him quite a lot, but it's fine. We're not awkward about it.
Is it fine, though?
It actually is. It's okay. We did it on his Birkhouse jacket. You put it down. It's nice and romantic.
What a gent. I bet Sam wouldn't have done that. Dirty dog. He'd have been trying to find a puddle in a field to wash his willy in.
And there was actually a lot of blood. Yeah. It wasn't ideal, to
on
be honest.
On his jacket?
Yeah.
And did you buy him a new jacket?
Did I? Hell, I did not buy him a new jacket. I think I spoke to him a wee while after it, and I'm pretty sure he said he had to, like, roll it up and fire it in the washing machine so his mum couldn't see. It was quite an embarrassing story. But we did it, and it was fine. And afterwards, we were still friends. And actually, years later, I think I did see him for a bit, or meet him at weekends for a ride or whatever, and then that was it. But we're still pals. It can get a little bit awkward every now and again when you're at a kid's party and you're sitting there eating a fucking sausage roll and you look across the table and you're like, oh, there he is, there's Jimmy. You just get the flashback of the Birkin's jacket covered in blood, like,
I know. I wonder if he holds it against you that you filled his pockets and his Birkhaus jacket. Is it ever mentioned? I think you should buy him one as a Christmas present.
I wouldn't like that to be mentioned over, like, we always meet up if it's some sort of kid event where we all go, all the families are together and we go to, like, a birthday party. That would be an awkward conversation during the cutting the birthday cake. Lynn, any chance you can give me 100 quid for that fucking Birkhaus jacket?
There's no chance it were 100 quid. How many years ago?
Well, it would have been more expensive than that. Birkhaus jackets are dear.
Oh, they do?
I think they are, yeah. Quite expensive. So that was my first time. Wasn't ideal, but do you know what? Everybody's got to have a first time and get it over and done with. And some stories are maybe nicer than others, but yeah, I think everybody's first time is just, let's just get it over and done with. I'd like to hear somebody that actually had a nice, romantic, lovely time of it.
Well, my best friend, I've only got three best friends. She wanted the absolute ultimate romance for losing her virginity. And mm-hmm. she was older. She was 18.
Okay.
Which, you know, I mean, I'm 34. That seemed like she was old. She was starting to fear that she would fucking die a virgin.
That's a good age to lose it, though. Looking back, I've waited a long time for that.
Well, she got it in her head that she wanted to lose it to that song, that Savage Garden song. I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy.
Truly, madly, deeply.
Truly, madly, deeply. Yeah. So my mate, she's like, you know, I'm going to meet this guy and I'm going to have sex to this song and it's going to be the best thing ever. And, you know, it don't really work out that way. We went camping and she shagged the DJ on the campsite.
That song, was that playing in the background?
Well, so, you know, she's got a tape in her pocket. Wait, ready for, you know.
Why did she have the tape? Was she carrying this around specifically on the night knowing that she was going to have sex? Did she have like some sort of fucking cassette player with her as well?
Well, she were hoping to meet a man with a ghetto blaster. He was a DJ, so she weren't too far away. But I don't know. I think she carried a Walkman hoping for the best. But anyway, she got the cassette. He'd not got any equipment to play it on. So she proceeded to stick her fingers in her ears and hum Truly Madly Deeply while she got pumped on the campsite. It wasn't quite as good as my mate Nancy would have liked it, but she sure made up for it afterwards.
That guy must have been like, why is she humming this song? He must have felt pretty bad.
He probably thought she'd got mental health and you were going to get a knock on the door at some point. Can you imagine? I mean, you can't see what I'm doing, everyone, but I'm pretty much just pretending I'm getting humped with my fingers
with
in me.
Yes.
This is where John normally whips out his phone.
Quite a disturbing sight.
Yeah.
So we've been out in the streets and we've been asking people how their first time was. And here's what we got.
My name's Alex. I'm probably about to reveal to you just how much of a country bumpkin that I am. So my first time happened when I was about 15 to 16. I can't remember the exact age, as it was a long time ago. So like most country boys, I was off at a party outside my friend who lived in a converted fort, of all things, out in Aberdeenshire. And I met a girl I quite liked at said party and then proceeded to then spend the majority of the evening trying to find somewhere to get off with said girl. In the end, we attempted several locations, such as the turret of the fort, but were unfortunately never quite got to the chance. So in the end, we ended up settling for a random tent that someone was sleeping in. Of course, at the end and afterwards, the person whose tent it was, of course, found us and was very angry that we had defouled his tent. And so we had to scarper away quite quickly. The one strange thing that really that sticks with me is the fact that I lost my watch in that tent. And that is my biggest memory from the whole event.
Where did he lose his watch?
I was worried when he said he'd lost his watch.
I was also worried when he said a tent somebody was sleeping in. I thought they'd gone in there and somebody was actually sleeping. And they were like, fine, let's just batch on with this.
How romantic that he nearly lost it in a fort.
But then it ended up losing it in a tent.
Weren't we, my mate Nat was? Nancy, I mean. It could have gone so well. Where did you lose it? Oh, in the fortress.
But what's quite nice is that they were... On a mission together, going to different locations.
Adventure.
Yeah. It was like, well, we do it here. No, let's go somewhere else. That's quite a nice story. It's not like they just went, here's great. Let's go, pants down, boom. Mm. They actually went on a little adventure together. No, not here. No, not here. Here's a nice tent. Let's do it in here. And he lost his watch.
If he lost his Casio, he's probably not too bothered. If he's lost his Breitling, that was the worst day of his life.
She's maybe got
it. Whether he got a bit of faffy or not. Yeah, maybe she slipped it off while he were pumping her.
Okay, next up, here's Connor.
Basically, it was back in high school. We were sitting at exams just before Christmas and everyone was a bit down in the dumps, not wanting to sit them and stuff. Girl comes over to me and my group of friends and says, listen, I'm having a party tonight. You can all come round, and that's all buzzing for the exam. Get the exam out the way, have the pre-drinks, go round to the house, and we started drinking socially. And there was a group of girls that I hadn't never met before, and I was sitting having a laugh with my friends, and I noticed one of them was acting quite sad and went outside. So I was like, oh, I'll just go see if she's okay. And I went outside and she was sitting in the doorstep and I said, hello, my name's Connor. She's like, grabbed my hand, took me upstairs and rode me to Rohan, mate. And that was it. That was me, first time. And I'd done nothing. I had no effort. I didn't even know how to move. I didn't know what to do myself. Walked down the stairs like Conor McGregor. I'm screaming, talking about high-fiving each other.
Why did she act sad? Was that a little honey trap? Did she do that on a purpose, do you think?
I think so.
Or was she genuinely sad and then she saw him and thought, you know what, mate?
It's like he's had the easiest time ever. He's not really had to do anything. Most guys are, you know, building up for it and they're talking to all their mates before it and it's a big thing, whereas he's actually just had it handed to him on a plate. He's the luckiest guy ever.
No words of a condom being used in there, but I'll let that one slide.
Well, I mean,
imagine she was prepared while sad with a pocket full of condoms.
Well, he didn't go into detail. He's not going to say, oh, and then we went upstairs, then she pulled a condom out, then I put it on, then I slipped it in her. He's not giving us all the juicy details, Lisa. Just because he didn't say it doesn't mean they didn't fucking use one.
I've got my own theory on that, Lynn Hogan. I do like that bit that he's walking down just high-fiving his mates at the party.
Yay! And next up, here's Adele.
Hi, gorgeous girls, Lynn and Lisa. It's Adele here. So my first time I ever had sex, it was something that I actually was probably one of the most traumatizing experiences I've ever had. I think it was more traumatizing for him, though. I was 17, so I'd probably say, you know, it was a reasonable age. And I had been going out with Paul, that's his name, I won't reveal his second name, but his name was Paul, and I had been getting out with him for almost a year. The poor guy. And it'd been something at the beginning of our relationship that, you know, he'd been with a few other girls, I hadn't been with anyone, and I just kind of thought I'd wait for that special guy and that special time and all the things that you do. Anyway, we got to almost our year anniversary, and the day arrived and I thought, this is ridiculous. So we were staying at his friend's house overnight and I remember the bed. It was steel at the back and it was steel at the front and it was like, you know, one of these sleigh beddy sort of type things, and I was ready for the moment and it happened and I cried. I remember crying. And I don't know if I cried. I mean, I didn't cry during it. It was quite an enjoyable experience because I did love him and I did feel ready. And it was, you know, it was okay. And it was Paul and I knew him and he was so familiar to me. But after it, I cried. And he was like, what are you crying for? And I was just like, because I'm not a virgin anymore. Oh my goodness, me and your penis was in me. And oh my goodness, that's so weird. But I think more than anything, I felt so flat after it because I just thought, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I waited all that time for? Something that lasts 3 minutes and was fairly boring. So, yeah, needless to say, though, it did get better and better and better. We didn't work out, though. But I am glad for two reasons. One, I'm glad I waited as long as I waited. And two, I'm glad that it was him.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, do you know what's so funny, though, is Adele's story is so different to the guy's stories because Adele remembers the bed frame.
I know.
And she was so in depth about the whole thing and it was more emotional and how it wasn't what she expected and she'd waited almost a year. It wasn't like just a random guy in a night out. Mm. And actually she was really upset after it. She sounds like she's still a bit upset about her first time.
Can we get Adele some counselling? Because she needs a minute. Is Adele okay?
But it is so different, I think, for girls. I think girls have this big thing in their head.
We're going to get nailed off some guys for saying that.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. But I think the majority are... Man, can we? Has it changed now? Are girls a bit more...
Well, maybe it has. But back in the day, I think certainly with movies and stuff, it was maybe a bit different. Girls were always looking at movies and thinking, I want it to be like that, all romantic. And with the handsome guys in the movies, whereas it was like a wee spotty guy from your school that you just thought, oh, well, that'll be my first time then. So it's so different. I mean, it might be different now. Maybe people actually lose their virginity and it is a nice thing.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more access to porn and things like that now.
Yeah.
And when I worked doing sex education in the college, some of the girls would come and talk to me because I used to sign them up for a C-card so they could get free contraception. And they would come in and they would talk about how they wanted the first time to be. And they'd seen porn, which I hadn't, quite amusing.
So but you're like, oh, I can't help you.
I can't help you, Doc. Reverse what? Cowgirl what? But no, they'd got an image, a way that they thought it was going to be, or this isn't all of them, but, you know, some of them would come in and say, I don't know how to do this, am I going to do that? One girl came to me and said, I don't know whether to lose my virginity vaginally or anally.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, listen, this is, you know, because I was, these sorts of comments were coming up a bit more of what position they'd be in, and it's like, I don't know. I think that can put a major pressure of thinking that that's a norm. You know,
oh,
how am I going to lose my virginity that way? So
I think when you look back, because back in the day when I was 16, a school disco was a pair of skinny jeans, a pair of Rockports, and a Ben Sherman shirt. That's what we would wear. We were all cutting about. That was the fashion. We were in trackies every day. We were cutting about like Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls. That was it. Kappa tracksuits. Yeah, exactly. Whereas now, when you look at even a 14-year-old girl or younger, you can actually sometimes mistake them for being about 18, 19. And the clothes are so different.
Yeah.
They're in like mini skirts and bra tops. And God, some of them look like they're out in their underwear. So maybe the way things... You know, the way people have their first time has changed. It's maybe hotels now and, you know what I mean? It could be a lot different.
No chance of people doing it.
We had nowhere to go back in the day. We were just hanging about in the streets. So different nowadays. People have got their own fucking flat at 15. I was going about around the back of Tarek's in Slimannan drinking, looking for somebody's mad dog. Anybody got the dregs that I can have? So different these days. So different. So maybe it has changed. Maybe we're just sitting here like old fuddy-duddies. So as we're talking about the first time on Sex Rated Podcast, we have got Ross in to chat about his first time. Hi, Ross.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're good, thanks. But Rossi's first time is a little bit different because your first time was with a girl, but you're gay now.
Yep.
So tell us from the beginning,
from the top.
I was 14, so you can imagine the scene from In Between Us with Will when he loses his virginity. Imagine that in reverse and me on the bottom and her on top. A lot of things were going through my head and I went, this isn't for me, you have to get off.
Oh,
and
really?
Get your brother or your dad because this isn't for me.
Oh, you didn't actually say that to her. Shut up. You said that to her.
Yep.
Get your brother or your dad. This isn't for me.
So I think I've always known that I was gay.
Right.
And I think you just go through the motions to try and make it work. But it definitely wasn't for me.
And how did was she gutted? What was she doing?
No, she just laughed.
Right, well, that's a good response then.
Did she maybe know? Did she have an inclination?
I think I came out when I was 15, but I think everyone... kind of had their inkling or their suspicion that I was gay, but you just have to try these things.
So before it, were you nervous?
No, I cannot. Nothing was working the way it should.
Tell me what that means.
Oh, fuck, Lisa.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Nothing was working.
It get off.
So I had a semi and I was kind of like, right, okay, this is going somewhere. It's going somewhere. It's like, no, it's not going somewhere. It's not going somewhere. And then again, oh, hang on a minute. A second lease of life. Mm-mm. No. Off. Off now.
Nothing happening.
No, nothing happening.
And so after that, I guess you had to lose your virginity again because you would have then had to have sex with a guy for the first time.
Yep.
And when was that?
When I was 15 and a half.
Straight back into the playing field.
Straight back
into the
saddle.
You fall off one horse, get on another one.
And were you nervous about that, knowing obviously that you were gay and this was with a guy, there was more pressure?
No, I think because you're gay, it's more natural, so obviously you can get turned on, you get excited, there's not a fear of doing it. And I'm very much a grab your heels to heaven kind of girl, muck in and go for it. So
good
it kind of came natural.
Good for you. So at the time then, how do you decide who's going to give, who's going to take? It's going to be...
I always
lose your virginity three times?
Yeah.
Well, so he lost it once to the woman, and then he lost it to give to the man.
And then he lost
and
it
then
the
he
man
lost
to,
it
give...
to take it.
Yeah.
But I'm a virgin on so many levels. I'd like
See, to. I'm not a giver. I've always been a taker. I got an ass like this for a reason and it wasn't to be a top. not for
and
me.
So is that established at the very beginning then? Do you discuss this or do you just know?
I've got a good tendency of knowing.
Okay.
There's nothing worse when you go on a date with someone or you meet someone off Grindr and both of you get a bottom. Two bottoms don't make a top.
But if need be, would you be a giver or would that put you off someday and then not be in a relationship with them because, oh, really?
It doesn't. So, like, you get people who do both. I don't. It's not for me. Putting your dick up someone's arse is definitely not for me.
But you'll have it up your arse. You'll easily take it, but you won't give it.
Ross is like, the dirty dogs. I'm not doing that. I'd imagine that you'd be the more acquired taste because you're going to take it. No?
Well,
are you more like the golden nugget? But if I was a gay man, I'd rather give it. Would you not?
I don't know. I mean,
because then you're going to get all the good stuff.
Lisa, funnily enough, I've never been doing my shopping in Asda before and thought, do you know what? If I was a gay man, I would like to give it. Never thought about it before, duck.
I've thought about it. I've thought about it. John, have you thought about it?
No.
John, you must have. John, you're a guy. Have you thought
You've
about it?
You've never thought I'd be the giver or the taker. Why do you not like to give it?
I don't know. I've never, ever, ever liked doing it. I've done it probably once in my entire life, and I thought,
really?
This is not for me. Mm-mm.
And when you lost your virginity to the guy when you were 15 and a half, after that, was it for you, definitely, that's it, I'm gay, 100%, or did you ever go back into females? Or
No, you didn't go back.
We were in Gran Canaria about 4 years ago.
Every good story starts off, we were in Gran Canaria.
Just to clarify, because I'm from England, is this the real Gran Canaria, or is this like your California and it's just outside of Easter House?
Falkirk!
Just checking.
What happens in Falkirk stays in Falkirk.
Yes. Not on this podcast, it does.
Everybody comes from bloody Falkirk for this podcast. So this is the real Gran Canaria.
Yeah, we were in Gran Canaria and I ended up extremely, extremely drunk, pole dancing in a jock strap and a pair of baseball boots. And
as
ended
you
up
do?
Going home with a girl.
Did you?
And did it work this time?
It worked this time. Oh. There was copious amounts of vodka. I'd done everything that you could possibly imagine, including heading them off. So
Head in the muff.
And do you think that's because you were so wrecked, or did you get it in your head that it was a guy, or?
I think it was just because I was so drunk.
You're so fucked.
Yeah.
What was your question? Did you get it in your head that it was a guy?
Well, maybe
she had a muff.
I know, but maybe he was thinking about a man whilst doing it, so that was why he was turned on.
I don't think you can do that, babe. I don't think you can get a face full of fanny and think her a man. Can you, Ross?
No, I definitely didn't.
So then you were in Gran Canaria and you had sex with a girl, and did you think then, right, I might actually be a bit of both here?
No, I woke up in the morning, left the hotel room in a pair of shorts, no top, got back to my hotel with my friend, and I put on a red baseball hat and sat under the bed like this.
Did you want to cry?
I questioned my sexuality probably for the first time ever in my life, and I was like, what am I doing? What's happened? And my friend's like, what's wrong with me? I said, I'm not telling you, I'm not telling you. And I pulled the baseball hat down like that And he says to me, "What are you laughing at?" I says, "Oh my God, I licked her muff as well." Flashing back.
A muff, a flashback by muff. A muff, muff flash, flash muff. I don't know what to call it.
A muff back.
A fabulous phone call, Fanny. And I don't know what it is. What was her name?
Marie.
Oh. Marie the muff.
Marie's muff.
I had a little...
So after that, you were... Pretty much, you were all over the place. So is this a thing every now and again? You go to Gran Canaria?
It seems to be like a 10-year cycle. I must just have to get it out, mate.
So have you done it again with a girl since Marie?
No.
Right,
no.
Okay.
So but we're only another 4 years into the cycle, so it must be like menopause every time it comes round.
Yeah.
I have to do something different.
Just get it out.
Just get it out.
So looking back at your first time, is there anything that you regret with the female and the male? Anything you would tell yourself now if you could, like your 15-year-old self?
I think probably to embrace my sexuality younger and not try and force something on me that wasn't natural to me. With a man, no, probably wait till a little bit older maybe, but no regrets for that. But I think definitely looking back now, embrace your sexuality and don't try and do something just to fit into the norm.
Yeah, don't be scared, just kind of be yourself.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you glad that you did have a try with a woman so that you knew that there weren't any of those feelings there?
Yeah, definitely. I think that a lot of gay guys don't do it with a woman simply because it kind of repulses them or they know.
Repulse.
I'm not gonna face. That's what we see down there.
I've got a fantastic looking vagina.
Oh, have you? Oh, here she goes. It'll be fucking out in 2 minutes. Look at this, Ross. Look at mine. Isn't it great?
Yeah,
isn't it beautiful?
It's art, is what I think.
Oh, is it? I think we all decide whether it's art or not.
I'm going to get mine out.
Next week I'm going to come in here and do it with no pants on. I'll show you all. Here she goes. Lisa every week tries to up her
game. Is a muff you'd want to lick, Ross. That's all I'm going to say.
The only thing she's not done yet is ask you what fucking Hoover you use. No.
What have you got? What Hoover have you got?
I don't know. It's an old Hoover.
Why? You're a nice man. You deserve a good Hoover. Really does. We need sponsorship somewhere. He doesn't even want to say, and that means it's one of them Henry bollocks that you don't want to say.
I bet you it's a big heavy one that you plug in, you're like...
Have you ever stuck your dick in a Hoover?
No. I've stuck my dick a lot of places, but a Hoover ain't one of them.
Where else have you stuck your dick?
Mouths. Which, that's another one. I'm not a fan of a blowjob either.
Oh, you're not, really?
No, I've never ever liked.
Do you like giving them?
Oh, I love giving them. Oh.
So you like to take that, but you don't like to take that. You like to give that, but you're just giving that.
Back to front, it's like playing chess.
Connect
four.
Do you still keep in touch with your first time, like the guy? Do you still see him or is it
awkward? Yeah, I still see him out sometimes as well.
Do you still see him as in see him?
No. No. I don't. Once I've done you once, that's usually it for me. I don't go back.
Oh, is it? But what if you're in a relationship with a guy?
If I'm in a relationship, then yeah. But if it's just a hookup, then no, it's a one-night thing and that's it.
Listen, Ross, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us on Sex Rated. We've loved it. You've made us laugh. Also, Lisa's managed to get a bit of Hoover chat in there as well.
And please come back in 6 years and let us know who's going to get it.
Thank you, Ross.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Sex Rated with Lisa Haig and Lynn Hogan. Real women talk real sex.
Lisa, how amazing was Ross?
I really like Ross.
Love him.
We should go out for dinner with him.
But not even joking, we should. And he's coming to our party.
He could come to the party.
Absolutely love it. I love how honest he was about stuff. So, so honest about having sex with a girl for the first time. Ain't happening. Then straight in with a guy. 15 and a half, very precise with his age.
I know. Do you think we could maybe get hold of Maggie the Muff and see if she could come in and tell us her story of being laid on a bed with a gay man?
No, it was Marie.
Marie the Muff.
Marie. If your name is Marie and you were in Gran Canaria about how many years ago was it?
Before. 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years ago. And you were with a guy who went down
Seemed
on you.
Seemed gay. Was all over the place.
And a jockstrap on in a club, then please get in touch with Sex Rated Podcast. We'd love to hear from you and get you on. We could get a reunion, Ross and Marie.
Ross would die a death.
I know. So on Instagram, we asked, How was your first time on a scale of 1 to 10? So 0 being shy and 10 obviously being orgasmic. Mm-hmm. What do you think the result was? I think we kind of know what it's
gonna I'm going to say 10% for the shy level. I don't think it's going to be low.
A little bit more. 20%. 20% shy, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of knew that. I don't think anybody's ever said, oh, my first time was totally orgasmic. It was amazing. Just like it is in the movies. Not heard anybody say that ever. And remember, you can get us on Instagram, Sex Rated Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Sex Rated, and we're on Facebook, Sex Rated as well. And you can slide into our DMs with any stories or any chat that you've got, and we may probably use it on this podcast. So every week on Sex Rated Podcast, we do the funny thing about sex, where we get your funny sex stories. And this week's is from Michelle, and she's telling us a story about a friend of hers.
I was only 18 when me and my partner of 5 years tried to spice things up. So I decided to give him a tit wank. That's before they decided to head south below my waist somewhere. Anyway, it was going well and he was loving it. But we got too vigorous, and before I knew it, I had his blood all over me and he looked like he was about to faint. I think this is a common thing where something snaps on his penis from the foreskin being pulled back too far. Note to self, lube up.
Oh, she snapped banjo string.
What the hell? Blood?
All of your boobs and all, never mind him.
John, have you ever had your banjo string snapped before?
No, I have not. No.
Would it be sore?
Oh, aye.
Oh.
There was a boy in my school and he snapped his banjo string.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I really want to hear the rest of that story. Like, did he go to hospital? Are they still together? What happened?
Does it grow back?
I didn't even know there was a banjo string.
You do. That bit, Doug, of the helmet, where it looks like a love heart, and then that bit there.
The little skinny bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Snapperoo.
I'll
so keep you right.
Lube up is the key there, and maybe don't do a tit wank so vigorously, so that's what can happen.
Have you ever done a tit wank?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Have you?
I don't think so.
Come on, maybe you should try that tonight when you go home.
How do you do it?
That could be your homework. Well, you just, he puts it in there and you just get them together and let
but that's the bit that, you look funny doing that. You don't look
well,
sexy.
If you're lying back, you would kind of push them together with your arms, or if you, obviously you need a half-decent set. I'm not saying you don't.
Oh, these too small?
No, I think you'd get a decent tip wank with them. Just push them up.
Thank you, Lynn. What's the biggest compliment today? I think you'd get an all right tip wank with them. Jeez.
Oh, my God. If you want to send us your stories, send us your funny sex stories, then get in touch on Instagram. We're at Sex Rated Podcast, on Twitter at Sex Rated, and we're on Facebook. Just search for Sex Rated. Send us your messages and we might use it next week on Sex Rated. That's us almost at the end of episode 6, Lisa, of Sex Rated. And we were talking about the first time today. I think we've learned a lot from it. And one of the things is that we've learned from your first time is that it's not overly enjoyable or as enjoyable as we think it's going to be.
No, it needs something that needs mastering, that sort of thing. You're not going to do the first time and it'd be amazing.
And Ross kind of showed us that actually, you know, it's okay for you not to get it up on the first time. That's also okay. Be true to yourself.
Maybe not say, I could have done with your dad or your brother. You know, let's be sensitive to people. Yeah. But no, Ross was great.
Loved Ross.
Lynn, mm-hmm. Ask me if I've ever watched porn. Ask me.
Shut up. Lisa, have you watched porn?
Well, I had a go, right?
Oh, did
I had a go,
you?
Yeah, because I thought, I'm sick of saying I've never watched porn.
I'm so proud.
And some of our guests are looking at me like I muck, I say.
You didn't Google, because I did see you ex-hamster, but you Googled hamster racing. Did you get it right this time?
No, I just went for just porn.
You typed in just porn.
Yes. And it came up. But then I remembered that you'd said, because I said, what do you type in? And you said, bearded man lit. Oh. And I thought, I'm not going to do that because I don't like beards. So I didn't know what to type in the search box. There were all these images that come up. So I could have picked a video if it had took my attention, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. So I went to the search box and I just pressed A and it came out alphabetical.
Okay.
Well, what a maze. It pretty much went, I went A, it went ass sex, animal sex, angry sex, animation sex, B, big boobs, big cocks, bell end dibs. I did not know. It is a minefield, this porn. I was that drained. I didn't actually watch a frigging video.
Oh, shut up.
I didn't watch a frigging video. I was like, God, see, cat
sex.
Why
didn't you just click on one and see what happened? I mean, come on, Lisa. Your homework for next week is to go a little bit further. So type in porn, mm-hmm. pick something, mm-hmm. or type something in, even if it's just horny sex. Mm. Type it in, watch it, and see if you get turned on. Let us know. That's your homework for this week. I want you to do it for me.
I'm going
and
to do it.
And for the people that are listening.
But you know what was putting me off while I was trying to look at the alphabet? I mean, the website was set out easy to use, what I will say.
And, no. Very, very well put together website.
Very user-friendly.
It was very user-friendly, but there was too many options, right?
Oh, that's a downfall. Tell the website people that.
But in the top right-hand corner, there was a woman, and all I could see was, like, she was bouncing, and her boobs were bouncing. And I'm trying to look at all these options, and I swear this woman, and her boobs are just being, there's no man.
John and I are laughing because that'll be the ones where you click and you get live videos. You have to pay extra for them.
I'm not paying
you
for
stay
that,
clear
actually.
Of them.
But they were just these enormous jugs, like boom, bam, bam. And it's off-putting. So yeah. As much as I like the website, if you take her down, I've got half a chance of picking some. I'm mesmerised.
These are like little teaser things that try and get you to click on something else, but a lot of these things are usually where you have to pay for them. You pay a wee bit more, whereas most of the free sites, you just want to stick to the freebie, and then that's it. I'll keep you right.
We'll go out for his dinner, and we'll do it together on the phone. Yeah,
Let's not go anywhere quiet for dinner. It's like, what are those two up to? They'll be thinking we're at it. We're going home. We have a passionate night together. We are looking forward to next week. Remember, you can get us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Deezer and Stitcher every Monday. Please rate us. We would love you to do that and give us a good rating. That would be nice. And also you can get us on Facebook, Sex Rated, Twitter at Sex Rated and Instagram, Sex Rated Podcast. Thank you, Lisa. It's been a fun one.
It's been great.
This is 4 Network.